O thou lion that liest at the bottom of this lonely well, your hair-like soul has shed and drunk your blood. Your hair soul is feeding in the desert. You are at the bottom of this well of how and why.
You tell me what it means, this hair soul.
He's put knots in brackets. So hair-like soul. Mm.
You know why it's hair soul and blue? You see that there is something that Nicholson doesn't want to face. The word is nafs over there. Nafs harbush. And because nafs at the beginning is always negative, because if you believe in black and white, nafs is negative, right?
Wrong.
Nafs could be the most positive one. What was the name of it? It was nafs mutmainne, which is the center of belief itself. So when we talk about nafs, we talk about this whole existence, all of it. One part of it could be the soul and blah, blah, blah. Here he will say, you know what? Even this rabbit is nafs in you. But the part of your nafs who is listening will learn even to compete with the lion. That's why it's a little bit complicated. And at the end, it will come to one saying, which is, in a way, it's a term, philosophical term. And Rumi will play with it a lot. It's chun vachera. In Persian language, it's because and why. And you know, because and why are two main questions of what? The platform of cause and effect. The scientific view we have, we believe in cause and effect, right? So there is always a reason, chun, and a question is there why, right? Wrong. Here, we believe there is something beyond that. There is a desert, we call it Sahara, because it's a vastness. That in it, there is no cause and effect. None. Could you imagine something like that? That has no cause and no effect? Of course not. Why do I ask you? Because I was always almost sure that you don't know. Because it's the first time. There is one thing that you cannot ask why. Really, you cannot. Do you have a brother? A sister? If your sister comes to you and will tell you that I fell in love with someone, could you ask why? Love has no cause and effect. It's not a casual thing. It's something else. Magical. It's out of it. And we have a lot to do with that one. Because at the beginning we said the scientific knowledge, we accept it all. There is only one exception over there. We accept whatever the scientific explanation will tell us about this universe. We add only one thing to it. What is it, Amen? The non-believer scientists will describe the universe. For the moment, they describe it with the, I don't know, string theory. A couple of years ago was quantum theory. A couple of years ago was relativity, and so on. And we accept all of that, right? Do we have anything against science? None whatsoever. Everything is the way they say it. Except it is planned. The plan, idea. That's why we are idealists. They are realists because they believe in reality. We believe that this reality comes after one idea. The idea has been here. Means the process is not just like that. It's planned. That's why recently there is this term coined actually for this. Intelligent design. This is the description of idealism. Yes, we believe scientifically, okay, we see it like this, but it is planned. There has been a plan. Means there is a treasure hidden for us to find. That's what the curiosity goes on, and that's why we believe. Anyhow, this self, nafs-e khargoosh in you, will put you, you know where? You will be trapped. He trapped it in a well, right? Rumi described that well. Why? Because your belief in power is entrapped in the limitation of cause and effect. Look at you, that part of you who believes in my power. I mean, me doing this, me doing that. That one is limited to cause and effect, right? Intelligence is limited to cause and effect. You say, haha, look at you. Your life will be in the world of cause and effect. And your rabbit is enjoying the vastness of the universe, which is more than cause and effect. Element of chance, for example, there is a chance of falling in love. It's only the chance. Can you do it? Can you do something to fall in love? Oh, if you could make that magical potion, you would be zillionaire overnight. Magical potion of love. It's divine. It happens. Depends on luck. Yes?
That lion catcher ran towards the beasts, crying, "Rejoice, O people, since the announcer of joy is come. Glad news, O company of merrymakers, that hellhound has gone back to hell. Glad news, the enemy of your lives, his teeth have been torn out by the vengeance of his creator. He who smote many heads with his claws, him too, the broom of death, has swept away.
Okay, let's say you're listening to this for the first time, and you don't know the rest of this story. Suddenly you're listening to these final verses that, oh, good news, oh, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't it give you any feeling, any sense? What is it doing, Rumi? Because this is the end of this paragraph. What is this? Suddenly some enchanted, hopeful singing from a winner. We wanted this rabbit to be the winner in this story. He's the winner, and he's declaring the winning stuff, that if you do this, if you become this rabbit, suddenly you will get rid of what? You will get rid of the one that is interrupting your joy daily. Remember that? At the beginning of the story, the animals were nagging just about this, that, oh, every single day we have the power, the fear of this lion, and we cannot enjoy really our breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Remember that? He said, first of all, what I promise you, actually, if you come in this path and do this, the first thing is that you could be joyful, because this dog of the hell will be sent to the hell. Then there is something else. This lion was the enemy of your intelligence and the soul to begin with. Because this is the element of qahr. What is element of qahr? Qahr is a word here, okay? It's used very cleverly. Qahr is the opposite of lutf. Lutf is tenderness. You know what latif is?
Latif.
Yes, tender, right? Qahr is opposite of that. Qahr, namely, or mainly in society, is opposite of peace. Not the war, but Cold War is some kind of qahr.